Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
All right, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Jared Meyer. He's with Economics 21. Jared, economics21.org, right?
Yep, that's the D.C. portal of the Manhattan Institute,
right.
And now I'm with the Foundation for Government Accountability as well.
All right.
They're a think tank that works on making sure people can move from welfare to work so that
right.
they can rise out of poverty.
Well, there's some news on that front, isn't there? They're working on, some of the people are working on getting people off food stamps, aren't they?
Yeah, when you saw yesterday, the president issued an executive order that tells all the executive agencies to prioritize work whenever possible so that people do have that chance to get out of poverty. Because if you don't have a job, you're not rising out of poverty.
Well, the Obama administration just ruined that program. I mean, he doubled the roles of people on food stamps for no particular reason. At a time when we were needing workers, when the economy was... You know, when people were hiring, are we going to be able to turn that around, do you think?
I think we will, because you're seeing a lot of action in the states. Right now, everyone thinks we already fixed welfare, remembering
no,
back in 1996.
No. Well, we did fix it for a while.
Yeah, and the cash assistance programs, they still have a strong work requirement. But what happened is after the Great Recession, the Obama administration ended up waiving a lot of the work requirements for food stamps,
right.
and they just never got around to having the states re-implement them.
Right.
So it's a case of maybe right when the recession's happening, there's a case for waiving them. But when the economy has 6 million open jobs, I don't understand why states like Pennsylvania continue to waive their food stamp work requirements.
Right. So are the states, if Congress wants to make these changes, can they get the states to make those changes?
They don't even need Congress to act. What happens is FNS and under the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, they approve these waivers. People are supposed to be working to get food stamps, but the Department of Agriculture kept approving the waivers so they didn't have to work. And something that I think should be pointed out is when we're talking about work requirements, it's only for able-bodied adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for the disabled.
It's not about getting children. It's not about taking food away from children or the disabled. It's about people who were put on the roles inappropriately and who could work if they wanted to.
Yeah, and something where it's only after a little bit, like you get time where you're able to receive food stamps, get
right.
back on your feet, but then you're not going to be able to rise out of poverty if you don't find
right.
a job. Look, 97%. Plus of people who work full-time year-round are out of poverty. It's
yeah.
the biggest indicator
right.
of how
so is what is, so what are some of the specific steps they're using to help make this happen? Are they helping with job training? Are they helping them find jobs? What are they doing?
I should also, what the White House wants to do and leaders in Congress is, rather than using the savings that you'll get from having work requirements and fewer people on food stamps, they don't want to just get rid of that money. They want to reinvest it in job training. And we all know
mm-hmm.
that America's federal job training programs and their state counterparts aren't the most effective programs.
Right.
But if they are able to update them and consolidate them to reduce confusion for people who are trying to find work, I think there could be some potential there.
They ought to hire contractors to do this, to get it out of the government's hands.
Well, we'll see. A lot of the contractors that end up working with the government become almost as bad as the
I believe. I'm sure you're probably right, but we know when it's just the government doing it, they're pretty inefficient, and not very competent.
Well, and you see a lot of government bureaucrats, they honestly measure success with how many people are enrolled in a program.
It's ridiculous.
That's not how we want success.
Yeah.
We don't want more people.
That's my point. If you turn it over to a contractor, their goal is going to they're going to be measured by how many people they get a job.
Yep, it's all about setting the right incentive. But I think another important point that we should bring up is that Medicaid, the program that's grown even faster than food stamps,
right.
That's another program where now states are asking the Trump administration if they can implement the provenly successful work requirements there.
Right.
Because even though it is, for health insurance, it's something, again, where if they can find a job and start moving themselves up, hopefully they'll be able to move off.
Exactly.
And get the employer-provided insurance or make enough money to buy plans on
individual money. It's a crisis right now of not being able to find qualified workers. And it's ridiculous. And we got people who are taking government money who could be working. We've got to get that fixed. I'm glad you're tracking that, Jared. Come back soon. Good job today.
All right. Thanks for talking.
Jared Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.